Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. We thank you for the joy that we sense. We thank you for your grace, your mercy to us. We thank you, Lord, that you love us when we're weak. You care for us when we don't know what to do. We thank you for the grace of God found in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray that today, as we hear your word, you might help us to understand what it is, that we might commit ourselves to follow Jesus and be a church that loves the Lord, follows you, and that we seek to be like Jesus to others. We're grateful, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again. I'm Pastor Mike. If you're a guest with us, we're honored to have you here today. May the Lord bless you. Find in your Bibles Matthew chapter number 18. Matthew chapter number 18. Next week we'll continue on and finish, Lord willing, in the next few weeks, what we've been talking about from the Psalms, hope and despair. And thank you for being with us during that time. But today I wanted us to pause because this is an opportunity for us to hear from the Lord Jesus about the importance of children. I'm speaking to you as parents and grandparents, great-grandparents also. I'm speaking to First Baptist Church Dixon today as I make these comments. And we find that the Lord Jesus had some very serious and important matters that he wanted us to understand about children. All of these statements come as a result of the disciples asking a question. Matthew chapter number 18, if you'll find it there. Matthew 18, beginning in verse number 1. Matthew 18, verse 1. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he, that is the Lord Jesus, called a child to himself. This word for child is a word for a primary age child. Not an infant, but a primary age, not a teenager, a primary age child. Called him to himself. The child came to Jesus and he set him before the disciples. And he said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks, for it is inevitable that stumbling blocks come. But woe to that man through whom the stumbling block comes. If your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than to have two hands or two feet and be cast into the eternal fire. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it from you. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than to have two eyes and be cast into the fiery hell. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I say to you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father who is in heaven." Now, Heavenly Father, bless the reading of your word. May the Holy Spirit be our teacher. In Jesus' name, amen. While you're there, also in your Bible, Matthew chapter 19, while we're right here together, and then keep your Bible there at Matthew 18 for my comments. Matthew chapter 19, verse number 13. Matthew 19, 13, "Then some children were brought to Jesus so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked them. And Jesus said, 'Let the children alone, and do not hinder them from coming to me. For the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.'" Our focal truth today is this, that only the childlike go to heaven. Let me say it another way. Only children go to heaven. Only children go to heaven. Now that might surprise you that one of the most significant truths in all of life, well, will I go to heaven or will I not? Will I be great or will I not? All are connected by the Lord Jesus to children. And we've just had a stage full of them. And we're blessed at First Baptist Church to have a church full of children and students. And we thank God for it. So today is our opportunity for the Lord Jesus to correct an attitude that existed even in his own day. Did you see it in Matthew 19, verse 13? Some of the children were brought to him so that he might lay his hands on them and pray. And the disciples rebuked those who were bringing children to Jesus. I certainly shouldn't have to say much to us all who live in this world that we live in an anti-child culture. The reality of that is all around us. We're blessed to have our pocket here, our wonderful place where children are cared for and taught and wonderful families who are part of our church. But I remind you that the vast majority of children in the world experience a war on their very existence. So today we take our opportunity to think about children. When the Lord Jesus wanted to make the most important object lesson of all about humility and about heaven and who goes there, he picked a child. So we'll use that today because we've had a great reminder of them as they stood before us. Only the childlike go to heaven. Psalm 127 says, "Children are a gift from the Lord. Never forget it. However, children are born into this world, there are no accidents in the birth of children. However, children are born into this world, they are a gift from God. However they find their way into this world, regardless of what their parents may or may not do, the rest of their extended family may do, every child is a gift from God. We must remember that as God's people in a world where most people do not look at that way. Children are a nuisance. Children detract from our own personal self-interest and what we want to do with our time. Children suck up valuable resources. They just get in the way. They were present at all of the Lord Jesus' ministry. We don't have to read it in the gospel that children were all there, but we know they were there feeding of the thousands. The two times he fed the thousands. Well, one time, a little boy, the disciples found his lunch, and that's the lunch that the Lord used to bless thousands of people and give them food. They were present at the feedings of the thousands. They were present when the Lord Jesus sat and taught on the hillside. As he walked the streets, I'm sure they ran alongside playing their games with all of their dogs and all the other things. They were present in his teachings in the synagogue, in the fields, in the temple. They were present as the Lord Jesus on the back of that young donkey made his way up the hill to the temple. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. You heard it today on the lips of children, singing praise to him. Out of the lips of children come the most profound truths. There is something for us that we must understand as adults about the importance of childlikeness. And so I have four observations and I'll be quick about them, but I want you to notice these from some very important verses. First of all, faith like a child is necessary to go to heaven. Verse 3, unless you are converted and become like a child, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Number 2, loving children is loving Jesus. That's found in verse number 5. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Number 3, this is to disciples. This is to all of us. Do not be the cause of leading a child to sin. We read in verse 6, but whoever, see there's whoever, whoever humbles himself, verse 4, whoever receives one such child in my name, and now whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around the neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. And finally, verse 10, do not despise children. God protects them. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. The disciples, chapter 19, they rebuked these parents and others who were bringing these children to Jesus. They showed spite for children. What are these children? The Lord Jesus has a lot to do. Get these kids out of here. We need adult time. Move them on. Don't you have a class for them? Don't you have somewhere they can go? Despising children. That's the culture in which we live today. That's the condition of our world. The Lord Jesus goes on and says in verse 7, woe to the world because of its stumbling blocks. And there are many in the world. So I take you back for a moment to this. Faith like a child is necessary to go to heaven. Are you going to heaven? Well, only unless you become like a child. Only children go to heaven. What does it mean to become like a child? Well, children trust. We must trust Jesus. Children love. They have an amazing resilience about loving other people. Even those who have done them harm, children love. We must love Jesus, who never does us harm. Children ask for help. I know sometimes it takes a while, but they ask for help. We must ask the Lord Jesus for help. You see, that's what keeps proud people from being saved. They don't think they need the help of God. They think they can do it on their own. They think if they'll just be religious or moral, somehow they'll go to heaven. No, you have to ask for help. You have to say, I'm a sinner. I have messed up. I've not lived as I should. You see, children ask for help. Children forgive. And I remind you today that we're only forgiven as we forgive others. If you got somebody on your list today, why are you asking God to forgive you when you won't forgive? The Lord made it clear. He forgives as we forgive. And children learn. They're amazing how they learn, don't they? They learn in all kinds of ways. I know that everybody here loves girls because girls are just perfect and they sit in their place and they're so quiet and they're so pretty and they're so smart. And what do the boys do? Twirling around, rolling around, picking up things and all the rest. The matter is, you know it. They learn just as well as those girls. They just learn in a different way. A lot of the men in this room have sat in timeout, just like Pastor Mike, a long time in school. But they learn. And they learn in amazing ways. The ability to absorb and learn in those early days of their life is incredible. Let's not forget it. Children learn, but they also want to be protected. And we have the Lord Jesus. No one shall take them out of my hand. I've made some notes through the days about my grandchildren. Now, it's important to say to all of you who have grandchildren, those of you who have children, you have no idea yet. You're going to be blessed when you begin to have grandchildren because it's a different change. It's a different level of relationship with your children. And I love it because this also, what does it mean to become like a child? Well, I didn't learn some things about children. I learned a lot of them from my own children and being around children in ministry all these days. But I've learned some things about grandchildren. They love to be with their grandparents. They love to be with their grandparents. They love to do the things that they do. They love to do things together. They want you to do things with them. They don't ask their parents to do it. They ask their grandparents to do it. They always want your attention. Whatever your name is called, they call you over and over and over till finally you have to look at them. They want your attention. And they never get tired of being with you. And they're always sad when they have to go. And they love to show you what they've done. Hey, did you see this? We live in a Lego world with some of my grandchildren, and now we put them up as trophies all over the house. We have Lego trophies all around. And then at dark, we step on them when we're trying to go get milk in the kitchen. They also imitate what you say and do. Well, you didn't think they heard you on the phone? You don't think they know how, you don't think they know how to open the code on your phone and look at it? You don't think they know how to get on your electronic device or what you're watching on television? You don't think they know who you like to go hang out with and who you talk about and the way you talk about them? They learn. But you see, being a child of God is loving to be with the Lord Jesus. I ask you this all the time. You know, you won't like heaven if you don't love being with Jesus. I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just saying you won't love heaven. It's about being with the Lord Jesus. But when you know the Lord Jesus, you want to be with the Lord. You love time privately with Him. You love joining with God's people. You love to do things with the Lord. We join the Lord in His work. That's what we do. We always want the Lord's attention. We always want Him to be pleased with the way we're living and look in our heart and see that in our heart there's a desire for us to walk with Him. We never grow tired of talking about the Lord Jesus, learning about Him. And we love to show Him what we've done. We love to bring to Him and say, Lord, here's what I've been seeking to do. And we love to imitate Jesus. You see, that's what it's like to become a child and go to heaven. You see, the Lord says this now. Is everybody listening this morning? It's red letter words. You can do what you want with it. But here's what the Lord said. Unless you are converted, that is, you repent of your sins, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Maybe I should say it another way. You know, the Lord said one place, He said, the gate is small that leads to eternal life. Did you know only children can go through that small gate that leads to eternal life? But secondly, loving children is loving Jesus. In our culture and in our time, we make decisions about segregating children. I'm thankful that in our church, I'm so thankful this service, this worship service, as all of ours, is filled with children and boys and girls who are here, and they're trying to listen. They're trying to listen to Pastor Mike and read their Bible and make their notes, and students who are here who seriously listen to the Word of God. No, they're not over in another room segregated. They're right here. If they get loose and they run around, okay, fine. Some of us used to run around church when we were little too, and we made it through. They run around your house. So here we have a church. We're unashamed of our intergenerational relationships with one another. We love our boys and girls to be together with us. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. So, Pastor Mike, what does this word receive mean? Well, in the original language, it means to take by the hand. It means to receive into someone's family or company. It's accepting children like you accept Jesus. It's not segregating and pushing them aside. It's allowing children to see how we worship and how we sing praise to God as adults. And seeing moms and dads and grandparents and seeing big strong men bow their heads and pray and act and live for Jesus and carry their Bible and live with a set of ethics and behavior and virtues that are different from the people they see all around the neighborhood. The Lord Jesus said, if you're not willing to receive children, you're not going to receive me. You're not going to show any kind of love to me, because proud people, proud, self-centered people are not even about their children. Children are in the way. They're a nuisance. They take up all of our resources and our time, and we don't get to do what we want to do. Self-centered people don't go to heaven. Self-centered people don't respond to children. And self-centered people don't care anything and love anything about Jesus. But there's a danger in this world in which we live for causing little ones to sin. Generational sin. Generational sin. No, it's not the fault of sin that causes generational sin. It's the actions and behaviors of family members and parents and grandparents who lead children to follow in the same paths of sin. We ought to read these words very carefully. The Lord Jesus didn't say this to the crowd. He said this to disciples with this boy or girl sitting right in front of them. He's now said, unless you're converted and become like a child, you'll not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself as a child, he's the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. You think you're great? Well, then be like a child. Children are always last. Children are always last. Whoever receives such a one, such a child in my name receives me. And now, whoever causes one of these little ones who believes in me to stumble. You're not going to church. We got other things to do. Jesus warns about the danger of worldly stumbling blocks and stumbling blocks that are close to children. This ought to sober us all. It ought to remind us of what kind of environment are children and grandchildren in at your home? What kind of an environment do we have here for children? What kind of an environment are we working hard to provide for children who don't have as much? Yes, this church has risen up and we've been willing and we still are to help any way we can with foster children. Thank God for the numbers of our people who have adopted children. And still do. And we still need you to do that, those of you who can. Well, Pastor Mike, I'm past my time and my kids are grown and I got other things to do. But what if the Lord brings you a child? What are you going to do? Causing a little one to stumble, lack of godly instruction, unsupervised use of electronic devices and the internet, relationships at the house where there's bitterness and anger and hatefulness. There's a roughness and an unconcern and a lack of love. It causes little ones to stumble. There's nothing sadder than to see a primary age child hardened. You ever seen it? Lots of children with full of anxiety today. That starts at the house. That starts with mom and dad, or mother or dad, or whoever who's the caregivers. Hardness. You see, godly families seek to protect their children from stumbling blocks in the world, and they're going to come. You can't take your children out of the world. You can't take your grandchildren out of the world. But you can manage it, and you can put up boundaries. And you can be smart about it. I read to you this poem, Children Learn What They Live. If children live with criticism, they learn to condemn. If children live with hostility, they learn to fight. If children live with ridicule, they learn to be shy. If children live with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If children live with encouragement, they learn confidence. If children live with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If children live with praise, they learn to appreciate. If children live with acceptance, they learn to love. If children live with approval, they learn to like themselves. If children live with honesty, they learn truthfulness. Perhaps it's good for all of us to ask today as we think about our relationship to our children and grandchildren and also the other children that come around with our children, are we a cause of stumbling? Are we a cause of leading children to sin because of our behavior, because of our values, because of our desires? The Lord goes on and says in verses 8 and 9, He's not saying to debilitate yourself. He's not literally saying cut off your foot or your hand. He's saying whatever it is that causes you, whatever your favorite sin is, whatever is your favorite way of falling into sin, stop doing it and practice self-control. But then the Lord comes finally to this word. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. Despising children. Putting them away, putting them in their place. Not being interested in listening to them. After all, I've got a football game on. I don't want to pay attention to my kids right now. Who cares? Probably your team's going to lose anyway, all right? Who cares? Oh, I've got some big business meeting today. Look, if you don't have time to play with your kids, somebody will, and you probably don't want some of those people playing with your kids. It takes time to play with your kids, doesn't it? They always want to play another way than by the rules. You always have to win. Who cares if you win? Despising children. Well, I'm glad those aren't my kids. Boy, if those were my kids, don't even start that. Yeah, if they were your kids, they'd just be as spoiled as your kids. That's right. Despising children. Well, look at all these children that come in here. Look at them all. What are we going to do with all these children? Despising children. Looking upon them as a problem, a blocker to personal fulfillment and success. The Lord says the angels, their angels look to the Father continually. That is, what do you want us to do to care for these children? What is your word? Consider the contempt of children in the world. I don't practice giving long current events, but I'll just say some things that will remind you that this blessed, wonderful place we have here where we do love children, where we care for them, where we look after them, we take care of their security, we try to train them, parents come here, grandparents, we work at it hard, is not the norm in our world. How about this? 7 states have now decided that they're going to be abortion states. Be proud of it. The Lord said, don't despise little ones. I don't need a child. I got my own personal goals. 7 states in the United States of America have now determined they're going to be abortion states. That's what they're known as. Abortion. I want you to remember what Pastor Mike's saying to you. We're not in a dream here. I just said it. Legislation has been made. So this is now the new norm for 7 states in the United States of America. That's just the tip of the iceberg. What about, and I won't even go into the details of this, we cannot turn our eyes away from it. God will judge us if we do. Child sex trafficking. Go Google it and go read about it, all of you parents here and you grandparents. Go read about it. Child neglect. They may have parents or grandparents, but based on whatever they're going through, they may be on their own just trying to make it while their parents are either passed out on alcohol or drugs or some combination, living in cars and who knows where else. Child abuse. Child abandonment. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. Child pornography. Child predators. It's a hard time to be a child in America and in the world. Well, Pastor Mike, it's always been that way. Okay. You see, God sends His angels to protect the despised child. Psalm 68:5 says, God looks out for fatherless and orphans and widows. He is the helper of the orphan and He supports the father. Who does God look to and take care of? What is pure religion? It's taking care of widows and orphans. The least. The Lord gives us a warning here. You want to go to heaven? Become a child. You want to be great? Become like a child. By the way, children have to wait on everybody. They get all the jobs. They have to be the slaves to everybody. Go do this. Go do that. Go to this. Hurry up. You didn't do it right. Straighten that out. Whoever receives a child knows how to love Jesus. Be careful. Be careful if you cause children to sin. There's something waiting for you. It's judgment and the discipline of God. You won't get away with it. God sees it all. And we'll give an account for everything we've done in our bodies. And that includes the way we have treated children and grandchildren and stranger children who come around your way. Don't despise children. By the way, I want to pause and say I'm grateful for First Baptist Church of Dixon. This is a place focused, and I thank Pastor Ken Metcalf, Robin, all of our leaders who do so much. It goes on all the time. It makes all the difference. I'm truly proud to say that here in Dixon and the surrounding area, if you bring your children here, and I've spoken to people about this when they come, if you bring your children here, we're going to love your children. We're going to seek to teach them what the Lord Jesus says. We're going to seek to live in an honorable way before them. We're going to protect your children if they come under our roof. And we do that, and we do it well. But we just need more kids. So it's time for me to give my announcement. I haven't given in a few years. I gave this announcement a few years ago, and we had a great response from those who were able to do it. We need more Baptist babies. We need more Baptist babies. So those of you capable and able to do that, pray about it. You're shocked that I would say such a thing? Bring them on. Bring them on. Bring them on. More diapers. More stinky diapers, more workers needed, more everything, more for the children, more for the students. Praise God for it. What do we remember today as we go? Jesus loves the little children of the world. Do we? I don't want to get on the tangent, but I'm amazed. Some churches, the idea is, we got this place for the children, and we put the adults over here. The best of worship is what you do together with young and old. It's not when you're segregated up. And I'm glad we don't practice that. Remember, the Lord said, let the little children come to me. Do you let the little children come to you? We pray for our own state government. We pray that we would have the ability to care for children. And I believe we have that ability to do that. And I believe we have good legislators who think about these things so that we might do the honorable thing. I think our governor has done well trying to help the fosters and foster care and so many things going on like that. But we continue to think about it in the world in which we live, where it grows harder to find those who would stand in the place of children. The way you treat children is the way you treat Jesus. So, if you want to go through the small gate, you got to be a child to get through the gate. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, confess your sins and become like a child, and live the rest of your life in childlike faith, trusting in God. You're going to need to do that because you can't do it on your own. And finally, believers, we need to look out for the needs of children who come our way. When we find needs, even in our own church, with children who come our way, we want to do our part to help them and their parents, their caregivers, so that they might be successful in loving their children and bringing them up in a way that's honorable. We're not going to leave any of them behind. We're going to try to help all of them. And for all of you who take your turns in the nursery, thank you for doing it. It's important. If you're not around children much anymore because your children are all gone, then adopt some. And I mean this, adopt them, become a grandparent to some of these children here. children love to be around those who love them, and they love to be around adult people who love Jesus. Truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as this child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. To the praise of the glory of his grace, the Lord Jesus is near to the door. Oh, my church friends, the Lord is near to the door. The judge is about to come through the door as we look in these last of days, and we pray, come, Lord Jesus.